My fitness page.
What?
Two new followers on my fitness page. All right.
Who followed you?
Yessie. Yessie's dope. Hold on.
What?
Oh, my bad. I'm good now, though.
You good now?
Yes, sir.
Tell them who you are. We've been recording, by the way.
The whole time?
Yeah.
Even while I was going through that, through oh my God. Wow. Thank you, bro. What's going on, y'all? It's I Am Shane Timberlake.
That's it?
Yeah. I haven't been on the rebounds. I haven't been on the other stuff. I usually give myself a nickname.
You're not D-Rod, none of that?
Not right now. D-Rod is chilling.
He's chilling?
It's summertime's coming around, so I know D-Rod's going to have to come back out on the rebound master. So
it's the off season.
Yeah, D-Rod's chilling.
Oh, well, y'all know who the fuck I am. Let's officially start this podcast, and we'll tell you why we're going to choose this song to start the podcast. Oh, yeah. This is a fire, man. This is a fire-ass bop. Gotta hit him with the...
Hey.
That's enough. Candy.
Yes.
Happy 420 to everyone.
420, huh?
Yeah.
It's here for you guys.
It is. It doesn't mean anything anymore.
I was about to say, not as eventful as it was in the previous years.
Yeah.
So, because remember, what you say, it's not taboo.
It's not. It's not. Like, it goes the same thing I was telling you off the air about, like, prohibition and, you know.
Speakeasies and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, so when it's illegal, it's cool to do it.
It's like gambling.
Yeah.
Like, so, it's more acceptable because now it's starting to be fully legal across the board.
So, but if we make crack legal, there'll be no law. Like, people just, because nobody just runs to crack. I say they make crack legal, have less crackheads.
I've always said they need to make every drug legal.
Let people decide their fate?
Yeah. We're overpopulated anyway.
Oh, my God. Oh, here comes this population control shit.
What? Savage, yo. Like, if you want to do crack, and you know the consequences of crack?
Yeah, crack is hard.
Yeah.
Crack melt the bone. Look, straight like a zombie. Straight zombie shit. That's all zombies are, just people highly medicated. But yeah, 420. I'm not even going front.
Yeah.
My boy had me try a peach gummy and peach edible.
Yes.
And I feel pretty good.
Yes.
It was one of those, I don't feel that bullshit. Oh.
Yeah, man.
So yeah, I'm not, this is my first edible one to offer. The first one I ever had was probably like, I don't know. The last one I had was months ago. Uh-huh. It was in a planting chip.
Ah, you told me about that.
Yeah, the dude's presentation was remarkable. You wouldn't want to buy it off of his presentation alone.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a few planting chips. You said I was working at the club, and I started to feel mad goofy. I couldn't push the chairs in. I said, yo, I was with my boy Vin. I said, I need to sit down for a few minutes, because I was standing by the front, you know, at the front when you walk in.
Yeah.
Feeling like a wind chime. Like, my body was all float. I don't know what the fuck. So, yeah.
Yeah, man. Edibles are great. I'm actually going to go visit a infused taco dinner tonight. So.
Can you shut the spider or is that somebody's house?
I think it's somebody's house.
Oh, that's a nice dinner.
Yeah.
That's pretty dope. Oh, y'all about to get that's a pretty cool. That's creative.
Yeah.
That's a creative way to celebrate 420, having an infused dinner.
Yeah, they got two sittings. They told me I could sit in for both.
What?
They have a 6 to 9 and a 9 to 12.
Oh, you're going to be destroyed.
Nah, I'm not going to.
Yeah, you ain't coming to class anymore.
I'm going to try.
So yeah, man, shout out to y'all. 420, be safe. It means get high on weed, not on crack, dope, smoke, smack, not smoke.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a weed thing. And stay safe out there, man. I think let's get into some of these fucking topics. I'm terrible with the transitions.
Well, that's we got there.
Yeah. Terrible.
We're gonna keep it local. So There's police officers out here wilding as usual, stopping kids with the bicycles in Perth Amboy. I think I got the video. I gotta see if I play it, cause the shit was like type crazy to me, at least.
Like, yeah, too many.
Just like, listen to this.
Get off the bike. 4 minutes ride.
Sergeant warned you guys about your bike.
You guys are good.
Can I talk to you?
You're going to get
a bike. I just got off of my house.
Get off the bike. You're going to get arrested too.
I can't get
out. Your man is out of control over there a little bit. And, you know, you're going to have to take, you know, his action.
Because we live way in Edison. What the fuck? We live way in Edison, cuz. We live way in Edison. What the fuck are you fucking with me for?
Y'all see this, man? Over some bugs, bro. Y'all got different.
Back up.
I'm 6 feet.
You're not 6 feet. That's fine.
Man, this crazy, bro. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Get
their name. That brings back memories, bro.
Yeah, man. So it's shit like that, man. Like, this is where our tax dollars go. Well, mine, at least.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you something. I remember when we spoke about it earlier, I told you that happened to me. Me and my cousin Ashley, rest in peace, my boy Leroy. And two or three of us, we all riding bikes, man. We're chilling. So it's crazy. As soon as I said Bayonne, you already had like a kind of, Bayonne. So yeah, we driving bikes from Jersey City to Bayonne. Minding our business. We get by one of the parks. Yo, next thing you know, there were about 3 to 4 cop cars on us, and they were all partnered up. And they asked us what we're doing in Bayonne. Yo, we live right across. We're riding bikes, we're not doing anything. Then they came out and said, well, where you guys from? Jersey City. They're like, well, people from your neighborhood are coming over here driving their bikes, stealing cars. You know what I mean? So they said your neighborhood, there's a few neighborhoods in Jersey City, so they were just saying whatever, just to, you know what I mean? So after that, the guy's having a conversation with me, and he's being funny about drugs and stuff like that. I know on Duncan, where they sell them krills, like whatever the hell he was saying, drug terminology. I kind of knew what he was talking about that age, but I still play like, yo, that's fucked up you think that I know what the fuck you're talking about. So that's a real life story. Nobody got hurt. Nobody got arrested. And they let us ride on bikes home. But it was just the whole experience of being stopped just for riding bikes. And then they made up that bullshit story. People from Jersey City been riding their bikes. Not saying it never could ever happen. But nah. Y'all, like, if you would have said something wrong, y'all would have fucking hit us with y'all cars.
Yeah, man. I've had plenty of run-ins with the cops over some bullshit. But not as stupid
that's bad
as this.
Yeah, that's bad.
Like, y'all taking kids' bikes.
Tell them to drop. Tell them, if you don't want them in.
I wonder if they call the tow truck company to tow the bikes away.
That is a 420 joke.
Oh man, I didn't have my shit ready.
So yeah, you gotta just. And it's tough because now the kid was voicing his opinion. He didn't get too crazy, but he ended up giving up his bike in anger. So you gotta be careful. Yo, I'm gonna be yawning on the damn. Wow, I'm sleepy.
Yeah.
Very. And I have shit to do. But yo, just be careful. It's sad how there has to be a certain lingo on how you approach a cop, or you end up in physical harm, or you know what I mean. Like the whole, we spoke about the taser situation, right?
Yeah.
What the fuck, man? How you know? And she was high rank. And didn't know the difference between. So these cops are just. I know a few people that are cops, and I'm glad that they're not. That they weren't cornballs in high school, so they have to swing their dicks.
I know
now.
A few that were.
What?
Cornballs.
That most cops. That's what I'm saying. I'm
saying I know a few.
Oh no, the people I know are the furthest thing from cornballs. Man, they do the right thing, and they're making a living. They do their thing. But other ones, you want to get that badge and start swinging your nuts around, and then when you get kicked in your nuts. First thing you do is kill somebody because you can't take being disrespected while you got your badge on. Still a fucking human, man. Shout out to the good cops.
Oh, fuck them. Yeah, there's some good ones. I mean, shit's just nuts, man. Like, I remember, I don't know if I ever told this story, when I was living in my car and they pulled up on me.
Oh, he was in your car? He ain't tell me this story.
So I was working. This was the winter. There was like no salt in the car, like in Jersey.
Oh, the salt shortage.
Yeah. So yeah. I was working in a salt mine.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
One of those big ass.
Yeah.
With the 12 roof on top. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was working there, and my job was to literally drive, and just make sure nobody came.
Oh, to steal. Oh shit.
But then what I would do is I would steal a couple bags myself. Like, I'll...
That's crazy how they have it, but you can't fucking use it. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, so I would steal it in my trunk because as soon as they'll see me, you know, I'm just there, like, you know, kind of looking away because half, most of the time I'll be asleep.
Yeah.
So I was doing that for, like, 3-5 months. And then, after that happened or whatever, I'm driving home. They gave me my check.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, shit, it's lit. And I was getting paid good.
Yeah.
So I go, I drive home. I'm looking for parking. And I'm on Storms. And they steal a lot of cars in Storms.
Yeah.
So I'm like, didn't want to park there because, you know, even though I'm sleeping in my car, like, I'm not trying to sleep on Storms. That's like not a good block. So that's the only parking I find in that vicinity, and I'm to the point that I'm dead tired, so I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna park there. I pull in and all I hear is whoop whoop. Fucking like
that's kinda make your heart drop down to your feet.
So I'm tired as shit and I'm like, what's going on? I open the door, I put one foot out, all I hear is, I wouldn't put another foot out if I was you. And there's guns drawn to the car. And I'm just like,
oh, you wild,
what the
bro.
Fuck is happening? I'm like, was this job at the salt mine like a...
Watch you steal your fucking...
Like, no, so I'm thinking, that didn't even steal. So I'm just like, what's going on right now? So I go and she comes and she was like, get out of the car. So I'm like, all right, I put my knees to the ground. Mind you, the streets are full of snow.
That knees to the ground shit is a dub for me. They're going to have to shoot me before I just...
I was in pain. I was like, fuck, my kneecaps. Like, it's kneecaps on ice. I was like, fuck.
Kneecaps on ice.
So I'm like this and shit. And then they're like, with my hands off my head. And they're like, yo, reach in your pocket and give me ID. And I'm like, I'm not doing that because I don't want to get shot. So I had like my hip out. I was like, you can grab what's in my pocket. I'm not grabbing it.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to have to either beat me or kill me, I'm not doing it.
Because
then you're going to shoot me anyway. So I go or whatever, and they reach out, they read my shit, and now they're reading my little fake rap sheet.
Oh,
from all the times they've like had me in jail.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, cause this is stupid. Like, they mad loud at reading it over the intercom. They going in my car. They
ripped the whole fucking event.
Oh yeah, like they made it into a production. Like, I had a lot of my clothes in the back seat in some trash bags. Ripped all the trash bags, clothes all over the floor.
Crazy, huh?
Oh yeah. So they open the trunk and they're yelling at me like, where are the drugs? Where are the drugs? Make this easy for yourself. And I'm just like, my head's on like the floor now, because now they got like the sniper rifle to like my face.
Okay, and I'm just rifle?
Well, it was a long ass gun.
Well, yeah, sniper rifle for like precision shooting.
No, I know, but it was like a long ass gun.
Yeah.
It could have been like an AK.
It's
I don't know.
Bayonet. They have an old ass gun.
Like the one Elmer Fudd has.
Yeah, the bayonet filled with fucking
gunpowder. So they had a long ass gun to my face. And even telling the story, I still feel like I can still remember that day and like that feeling.
I'll never forget that shit.
And I'm just like, I don't know what you're talking about. So now they're like, now they're getting frustrated and they're like putting their hands on me, like shaking me like they want to hit me and shit. And then they get a call that the car that they were looking for, they found it. I think it was in North Bergen.
Oh, You got lucky, bro.
Bro, they had the same make, same model, same color.
Were you still in the, what car was this?
This was my Nissan Sentra.
Nissan Sentra?
This was way after the Beamer.
BMW?
Way after.
Beamer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is traumatizing.
Oh, yeah. That's why now, like, if I see cops and they're not, like, people that I personally know, I just kind of, like...
So, like, so what?
Nah, I don't even say anything. I just...
I know you're going to say so what. I'm just saying.
No, like, I'll just... I have nothing to say.
Yeah, unfortunately, I know some dudes I grew up with that were just cool their whole life. They were like, you know, I just want to make this decision to be a cop. And they do the right thing as far as I know. So shout out to them. All that good stuff.
But yeah.
I just want to make a quick joke. So you're talking about the gun.
Uh-huh.
You're trying to figure out the name. Remember the musket? My boy Joel, shout out to my boy Joel. He's in Arizona now. He said his boy was trying to sell him a musket. I said, you're fucking lying. Bro, he really had a picture of a fucking musket that his boy was trying to sell him. Why did he have that?
There's a bullet shortage now, so.
Everybody brought up those bullets when they heard those rules are going to start clamping down, huh?
That's another thing, too. I'm pretty sure, like, if they make guns legal everywhere, they won't even care as much.
Yeah, because, like you said, if it's not taboo, if you're not interested in fucking doing this shit because it's like, it's boring. I can't do that. You know what I'm saying? It's boring. So now you're going to start doing dumb shit because it's not legal. I don't understand the whole lore. I know it goes against, like, yo, man, freedom of speech, you know, hold me down. But if it's wrong, I mean, see the excitement in doing it, like, of getting fucked up off a certain. Like I said, if you make crack legal, nigga, I can do it now. I gotta go huff on some fucking oven cleaner now.
Yeah.
Now you can't clean your oven because fucking people have no control.
Yeah, because you're using the crack to clean the oven.
Yeah, that is the crack to clean the oven and huffing the fuck out of it.
But speaking of, you know, guns and stuff, and this was my transition was going. Like, did you hear about all these mass shootings that have been going on?
Last one I heard about was this crazy skinny little kid and some FedEx shit.
Yes!
That's the last one I heard about. Eight employees going?
I ain't gonna lie, and I said this on the radio show.
Oh, shit.
I do be wanting to shoot at the post office sometimes. They be pissing me off.
Yeah, well, come on. Not a little shake, a little choke. You just want to get rid of it?
Yeah. Nah, I can't have guns anyway. But
yeah, you
they be pissing me off, man.
100%. That's their MO, man. The post office is to put
that or the
slowest people that don't like working there. That's a deadly combination.
The only other place I would really want to shoot up is DMV.
Yeah, all right.
In Bayonne?
Guys, I do not. Shane Timberlake is not condoning these statements.
I specifically picked the one in Bayonne because my ex's mom lives there.
She works at that DMV? Holy
She's
shit.
She's a bitch.
They hire people that are slow and that don't like being there. So what kind of combination is that? You ever see the look in their face when you walk in there?
Yes.
And I automatically think the look on my face is I didn't tell you to say yes to this shit. I go in there.
That's a high key, like, they've been doing the shit deal where you can pay over the mail. Oh.
It's better.
Hell yeah, I don't gotta stand in line. I don't gotta deal with these motherfuckers.
Except when we went to Oakland. That was DMV at Oakland was pretty cool.
Oh yeah.
That was a dope little ride.
Yeah.
That's the day that I found out I had like fake COVID. I don't wanna disrespect about going to fake, but they had the diagnosis. Oh, you don't have a cold or a flu, gentlemen, sir. They can't say I have a cold or a flu. It's COVID. The fuck, I had the flu, bro.
You not taking a shot yet?
I hate to say. I saw a meme the other day, and it said, yeah, I'm going to go get the shot. I did all my research. And on the bottom, it says, you are the research.
Hmm.
Yeah, you're the first baby people to take it. You guys are very brave. I respect you all.
Nah, I don't.
Hey, put all this. You want to know why I didn't continue with a company like Herbalife? Because I ain't seen nobody's big ass check they got. Like, what are you, diamond status now? Let me see that money you always fucking talking about, man. That's like one of those things. Like, I'm going to wait for it. Wait for it to see if it materializes.
Like Dogecoin.
Yeah. Hey, I jumped. I didn't wait for nobody.
Or SafeMoon.
What is that? I can't find it.
I got to find it. That's the new one that it's talking about now.
SafeMoon coin?
So going to the moon.
Dogecoin's gonna get up there with Bit.
Then Bit's gonna be
steal the shit.
Yeah, man, y'all gotta invest. It's the blueprint right now.
That, yeah. I mean, at the end of the classes, I've been throwing little jokes, but I am dead serious. Like, yo, you can spend $20 on some bullshit. All right. Oh, I saw a post that said you can put $400 in the bank today, and 10 years later, you'll have
$4,400.
Mm-hmm. All right. No, my bad. I fucked that up. Oh, I said $4,400. No. So basically what they're saying is that you put your money in the bank and it doesn't appreciate as much as if you put, I put what, under $100 in the Dogecoin and I'm seeing almost $1,500 to $2,000. You tell me what bank's going to give you that motherfucker. I know it's a smidge of a gamble, but it forces you to read and do your research. Yeah. So it doesn't hurt to get smarter and it doesn't hurt to fill your pockets up. I just said two great things right there. All you got to do is read a little bit. Read the tendencies. I'm not a fucking stock market guru. Some of my friends think they are.
Oh, I bet they are.
Some of my people are like, yo, I know. Ah, bro. I listened. I put some bread into it. And I'm seeing an appreciation on my account. You put that shit in the bank. I'm not shitting on banks because I got money in the bank. But I have it for safekeeping. Not for basically the, you know, hopefully it appreciates. $400, you get 4 years later, $440. That's what I meant. Like, the appreciation is garbage. Stop being afraid to spend $20. You'll spend $20 on some bullshit.
I spent $20 on what I'm on this edible.
See? Which, hey, you know what? You're enjoying yourself.
Yeah, I am.
And it fits into the 420.
Mm.
And I feel a slight buzz myself.
Good.
All right, Joe, I'm going to tell you. All right, I think we should move on. Because I'm going to get, I get like a heated river when I talk about shit that I want people to just take my advice on. That if somebody else was saying it, they'll take it.
Yeah.
I become a heated rebel. Like, listen, you're pissing me off. I'm not even going to dip into that bag.
Dip in the bag.
I don't have the voice to do it anyway.
So what?
My voice is shot.
Doesn't matter.
I can barely talk.
That's fine.
What does that mean?
You're on a podcast and you can barely talk.
No, I'm not getting into my reverend shit. Oh my gosh, excuse me guys, yo, this is crazy.
How do you feel?
Everything you said it would do, it's doing.
Yeah.
I'm still hungry. I'm tired. It's just like a normal ass day, I'm hungry and I'm tired.
I'm telling you, bro, this is about, I do this all the time.
It's great.
It is.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Now, I'm not going to become a habitual.
You should.
For what? Man, I got too much to do. I can't afford to slow down this much. You can chill and meditate. You can set yourself up for success with what you do in a little while. I need to be up there for you. Imagine, nah, bro. I would never disrespect nobody in Coach House.
You should. Never, one time.
That's disrespectful.
One time.
Hell no, JV, listen. You have my full fucking trust. I will not do that. I might become a scientist. Like your L2 is touching your L4 and your quad bone is to the left side of the quadrant of your left scepter. Like, oh shit. And then the class is over. It takes me all class shit and the class is over.
I'm telling you, man, it's the best feeling on the planet.
I really drink that much because I'm in fear of a hangover all the time. And I got shit to do every day. Sundays are pretty chill for me. So if I was to ever be an Eddie dude, edibles, it would be on a Sunday.
Then I'd have to do this on a Monday morning?
A football Sunday.
With you wings. Won't watch the game.
With wings?
You'll fall asleep.
Yeah, 1,000%. I eat mad wings, and I got the air fryer now. This football season is going to be different. Wings, football games, and just slipping into comas here and there. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Sounds fun.
I don't eat wings, but yeah.
I'm gonna get you vegan wings, bro.
Vegan wings.
Vings.
So tell me about this topic you wanted to talk about.
Wait, which one? Hold on, give me a second. I know we spoke about it. Wait, I'm trying to recollect my thoughts. Oh, God, here, bro. You forcing it.
This is almost as funny as us trying to set up this microphone.
That was bad.
I wish you had have recorded that.
Yeah, well, I told you about a topic standing up before we went to Uncle Brandon's, right?
Yes.
Shit. Didn't I say I just wanted to elaborate on the whole...
Oh, you said you had a topic.
I wanted to elaborate on the whole bike situation.
Okay.
I do have a topic, though. Hold on. Oh, yeah. So I put up... It says a woman can't flirt with someone that she doesn't like.
That's what you said.
Or doesn't have a chance. I was asking people how they felt.
What did they say?
Most of people were like 100%. But then my boy Mark was like, yo, maybe they just like it for the thrill. I'm like, well, that's like you getting sexy aroused when you see your favorite shorty, but you're not. It's just, it's a form of cheating to me. The thrill? What the fuck is the thrill? You're testing it out?
Yeah, you gotta test to see if it still works. See if you still
you
got it.
Me. Honey, did this get you? Is I'm over here forgetting smooth lines right now.
Boy won't let you be smooth.
No, man. It's holding me back to me being smooth right now. I can't think of any cool player shit to say. Hello, lady.
Oh yeah, you can like say that.
I'll roll up to him. You know what I mean? Come test your game on to me.
Like,
drum set.
Oh, I told him he was gonna do this.
Yeah.
Yo.
Oh, sir. Whoa. You're way too loud. Whoa. Hello.
Nigga, what? What are you talking about?
You are live on my show.
Oh, come on. Yo, Shane, what's good, bro?
What up, my
guy? How are you, sir?
The listener's gonna start thinking that this shit is planned.
Well, I told you not to call.
Okay, Usher.
You don't have to call.
Are you coming with good news?
Nah, I was coming to ask a question, but I'm not going to ask it on the air.
Does it have to do with a person?
No, it does not.
Oh. What does it have to do with?
Lewis.
My cousin?
Yeah, your cousin.
Yeah, ask me off the air.
Yo, Shane, my nigga, my brother, what's happening, bro? Are you ready?
Yeah.
He didn't even
ready
hear
for Friday.
Oh hell yeah, I'm ready for Friday. But I'm about to iron my clothes. I'm gonna iron on Thursday night, and I'm gonna set it on this. You know, I'm gonna sleep next to my clothes like it's like your first day of school.
Hey, my nigga, I have shit laid out on the bed. My yo, nigga.
Sleeping with my sneakers with the laces out because I want to relace them in the morning for perfection. I can't wait, man.
So, you should ask Panama the question that you was just literally asking me.
Oh, okay. So, I put up this on my Insta story. It was like, a woman can't flirt with someone she's not interested in. Do you believe that? Let me see. I'm gonna get it right. So basically, if she's flirting, she's entertaining the person. Is he there? Oh, I'm about to say, oh, shit.
You see, so there are women who flirt with ulterior motives, not necessarily because they're interested in the person, but they can get something out of that person, whether it be something of monetary value, whether it be food, whether it be information. You get what I'm saying? So that's women, they'll definitely flirt. Yeah, man, for real. It's not always based on interest. It's not always based on sex, and not even money. A lot of times, information is more valuable than anything. You feel me?
I'm gonna tell you why you and I are very alike with that. Because when I was, if you look at my DMs and they answer that question, the first thing I said is what I said it in layman terms. I was like, yo, what if they're simply flirting for a discount? That's layman term, but that's exactly what you're saying. Get information. So I said the same thing to everybody's 100%. I feel like they're cheating or whatever the hell the statement was. I felt the same way. I said, what is an ulterior motive besides just liking the person, you know?
Yeah, bro. See, totally. We're on the same type of time, bro. We're absolutely on the same page.
Yep, I totally agree. What do you think there, Ashton?
I feel like that's kind of like, it depends who you're messing with. Because sometimes, like, if you're talking to someone who's like, a social butterfly that's
talks to the whole world and shit.
Yeah. And then you can talk, or it could be someone that's super reserved. So, one that's a social butterfly, you'll just chalk that up to their personality versus someone you can tell is not really, don't really move that way.
Yeah.
So it all depends.
Okay.
I do believe that it is a case by case situation. You get what I'm saying? But more or less, you can tell when someone's being overly friendly and when someone's being flirtatious. You get what I'm saying? I feel like it's a fine line, but you can definitely tell.
Using I can't tell. Hands and shit, talking with their hands.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, the touching of the shoulders and like the unnecessary laughter. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm funny. You gonna laugh. Fuck out of here.
Nah, not according to the trip to Puerto Rico.
Oh. Fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch.
You gotta tell the story.
Shit, I'm having the last laugh. Pregnant half. Oh, she's on like a third trimester now.
You gotta tell Shane the story.
I will. But I'm gonna let you go so I can do the show.
All
right,
man.
Call me back if there's good news.
All right, bet. All right, Shane. Later.
And yeah, this Friday we're gonna be honoring his event with pizza and wine.
Pizza, wine. I'm definitely in the building.
I'll be there by default. I don't even want to go.
Yeah, so you're gonna be there 5.
I think we're back. Yeah, we're back.
Yeah, quick nap and shit. My phone's just. Nothing,
yeah, so technical difficulties. That's what happens when you take an edible and do a podcast. Well, we're back. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's not always someone that you like when you flirt. Like, you could just flirt for the sake of flirting.
Some females tell me that I'm a good flirt when I don't know I'm flirting. You know they can recognize me and flirting. I'm just talking regular shit. Why? Because I smiled when I gave you fucking advice? What the fuck is that?
Usually when I smile when I give advice, they think I'm condescending. Oh,
yeah. Within my profession, I'm just... Well, just me naturally, I think I'm a pretty good people person. But my literal regular ass speaking tone and all that shit could be mistaken as flirting, I guess, when you crack a smile. Fine line.
But most people say that it's 100%.
Yeah, most people weren't even like, you know, most overprotected. Hell yeah, motherfucker. Like, chill, bro. It's not even fucking going to the next room and punching.
But that's the thing, though. Like, I'm at the point now that if I have to potentially, like, date someone and I have to constantly be, you know, thinking of like if they're out stepping out, then I don't even want to deal with that.
That's the whole thing too. Where remember, it falls into the topic on eat at the table. When is somebody considered, you know, that he or she belongs to the streets? The signs, and when they asked me whatever I marry one or whatever, when they broke it down, they were like that person can potentially relapse. So I'm like, why even deal with that? As soon as we have one argument, it's like she's ready to fucking. She has one for the. If you walk out that door, it's over. And she rolls out the door. She's already gonna roll out the door. Look, we all had our for the streets moments, right? People make these categories and then we force ourselves to be in them. We had for the streets moments. We was going to little parties when we was younger. Drinking liquor as soon as we hit 19, 20. That's some for the streets shit. Now, one of the girls there broke it down. She said she did. She did for the streets type of stuff, but she didn't cheat. If that makes sense.
No.
Because people equate when you're for the streets or something like that, is that just fucking the entire world? Or just getting what you want out of life? Like sucking the money out of this person or finessing somebody for something over there. So I think that draws a fine line too. But when you hear for the streets, you're thinking like she's just fucking with everybody. He or she's fucking with everybody. Okay.
Yeah. I can't, get down with that.
Some of the for the street females are very pretty.
Some of the street people.
Some of the street
people. I wish if it was a little less for the streets and a little bit more for me.
Oh, get the fuck out of here. And I say, get the fuck out of here.
She knows who she is.
Hey. Just got it.
Yeah. Got it. Yeah, man. It's tough.
I got you, bro.
Like, I don't want to... I don't share.
Soon you will fight the streets off.
I don't want to have to fight for the streets.
You don't want
to
have a, give an, like an exorcism? But,
no, I don't want to have a seance.
You're going to spray Walter Mercado water on him?
Mercado sauce?
Mercado was for the streets.
He was. He was for the people. Walter Mercado for president.
That guy's like a... I don't know. I can't even name the hell. I'm losing my sense of humor today, bro. I thought it made you goofy and funny.
Yeah, man. Like, I want a Walter Mercado cape.
Please. Please. I think you said one of the earlier episodes. If you get yourself a Walter Mercado, you got a pod in it, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, if someone... could, like, I want to see if I could do, like, a... like a GoFundMe for like people to put money together so I can get the cape.
I might buy the whole shit. Hey, just take it. One donor. I want to see you with the cape. Now, if you don't know who Walter Mercado is, I didn't know who he was because we didn't watch any Spanish television in my house. You know what I'm saying? I have a very cultural background. We didn't speak in Spanish to do that. But yeah, like I said, I'm black and Puerto Rican, so that side I guess I was raised on. But whatever, it don't fucking matter. I'm rambling on. So there was no Walter Mercado on my television, but I used to see these pictures. Dude, like, what is this dude? A fucking magician or a puppet? Couldn't tell. And then all of a sudden, when you brought him up, I was like, oh shit. How you say it in Spanish? It's funny as hell to say it in Spanish.
Walter Mercado.
Walter Mercado.
Walty.
Oh, my God, Walty.
That might be the name of this episode.
Walty.
Walty Mercado. Oh God!
Walty Mercado.
Oh my God!
Walty Mercado. One day.
Yeah, man. Another person who said something this week that kind of pissed me off, low key, was the game.
Was it a good tweet from the game?
I don't think any of his tweets are good.
He's very aggressive. I love the game, man.
Yeah, I know he'll kick my ass, but fuck it. Like,
practice against me, we're just sitting now. He got me about like 30 pounds. So if you practice fighting me, we're just sitting
like. So he tweeted like this whole thing of like women, like the women shouldn't have to pay for shit, and like men need to pay for shit. And
I think I saw you expected to come home, suck, fuck you, do this, do that. And why she have to pay for anything if she's doing that?
Yeah, it was a whole... I'm trying to see if I can find the tweet. I don't think I'm going to find it this fast. But yeah, he was out here wilding. Like, I didn't want to hear that shit.
Is he a simp? He's just a person in a different tax bracket. That's why he's talking like that.
I don't know. I don't appreciate him, like, pitching this rhetoric to women. Because I feel like a lot of these women like look up to these celebrities and they model their life
100%
off of them. So then what happens is like, you know, they believe his shit. And it's like, what constitutes you to like not pay for shit? Why do I have to pay for everything? And mind you, we had this conversation before when it was like, would you pay for rent and everything? Or like, this is the price and utilities, who pays for what? Like, I don't mind paying for everything, but then what's going to happen is everything's going to be in my name.
Absolutely.
I will refuse.
Yeah, 100%. I'm paying for everything, but your name's on half of it?
That's what I'm saying.
Now, look, I would love to take care. I would love to be in a great position to where...
Nah, I would love to I'm on some shit where, like...
You know what I mean?
I'm going to be a... You a dependent.
Wow.
Dead ass.
You're a child again?
What happened?
You basically have a parent again.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, if you're going to pay for shit... Let me see. This is one of the tweets he had here. Maybe I'm old school, but my woman ain't paying for one damn bill. Not rent, not mortgage, not a car note, not nails, hair, clothes, phone, or groceries.
All right there, buddy.
If you're taking care of home, cooking, and fucking the shit out of me, life is on me. Period. Nah. I want to hear that shit.
He even said, like, oh,
man. Like, what?
I like that life is on me shit, though.
No.
But all that extra? No, I'll take care of the...
Why do I have to pay for your maintenance?
Yo, word. That maintenance shit is nuts. The maintenance shit is nuts.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, if I'm providing, like, food and, like, clothing. Well, not even clothing. Like, I can buy you shit, like, as a nice gesture.
Yeah.
But, like, why is this expected?
That's true.
What do we get?
Sex and food.
Food that I bought.
We cavemen.
Yeah. I'm saying sex and food.
That's like when I was younger, how my mom used to give me money to buy a gift for my pops.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. It's like the whole same thing is like you're buying the food for the house and I'm eating the food. Like I'm giving you to go shop. So it's like the money cycles right back in. I get my money back.
Yeah, I don't want pre-owned pussy.
Oh, God. Sorry, buddy. There's no way in fuck you're getting it. You're not going to get pre-owned.
Yeah, but I don't want like...
It's a wrap for that. Done. Dead.
D-E-D. Finish.
Dead.
But I'm saying, like, I don't... What are you going to do? Like, that's it? You going to give me the same four positions?
That's... Nah, you got to get nasty. I'm not into the whole let's have other women in our relationship, but I might have you invite your friend over for... If you're just going to be doing that, that's it. Hey, how's Stacy doing over there?
There's always a Stacy.
I've never met an ugly Stacy.
Me neither.
But there's a dude named Stacy. It used to be Stacy Ugly. Hmm. But I'm not talking about you, bro. I'm not all the chicks.
But, yeah, man. I'm not trying to hear that shit. There's another one thing he said.
Damn.
He said, why she got to pay half the rent? Is she giving you half the pussy? Niggas kill me. Since the beginning of time, real men have always taken care of shelter, providing, and protecting. If you ain't got it, go get it.
I can provide and protect. Now it's not like, but not the maintenance thing. That's like
provide. But that's what I'm saying.
Like, I want to give you what you need, and you kind of get... And I get you what you want once in a while as a nice gesture, but if you really want your nails in at that moment, and you getting your own, go ahead, though. Go ahead.
I'm not... I'm sorry, the buck stops there. The buck stops at rent.
Yeah, I need the Wi-Fi, so I'm definitely fucking... Well, a good woman, you don't have to tell none of that to. A real woman, in my opinion, you ain't got to explain. Like, she knows if you're paying the $2,000 mortgage that she can come on for the little cable bill. Well, a good woman will know that. Like, come on now.
But that's what I'm saying. This is the shit that's online.
My mortgage is 2 G's.
You gotta read some of these comments, though.
Wi-Fi 60. If you know as a good woman, I'm cracking my ass to pay car note, rent, shit. Like, you know what, baby? I got the Wi-Fi.
I'm saying, look at all these people. And then all these celebrities. Young Miami. Exactly. Lil Mama. I stand with you. Alexis Scott. Period. These are people that people look up to.
Those are all hood movies, man.
And they all look up to them.
Jesus. Who would look up to that? They embarrass themselves on TV all the time.
Lil Mama. Let me see.
Lil Mama at one point was trying to make some fire music. Like,
Young Miami, 4.1 million followers.
What does she do?
She's one half of the City Girls.
You know, Southside goes out. Young Miami.
Alexis Scott, 4.8 million.
Well, she don't do nothing. She has pretty eyes.
I mean... She's supposedly I love hip hop. I wouldn't know.
That's not even Fetty Wap's kid. You hear that?
Oh.
She was tripping.
Lil Mama, 811,000 followers.
She's been in the game over 50.
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
you know, I can't even show them. I've been on Instagram for like 3 years and my following hasn't budged.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, these people, they're people that look up to these people. Yeah. They follow these people.
Damn right. Yeah, you go, game. The fuck? A real woman gonna be like, yo, like I said, he's cracking his ass. Like I said, mortgage, 2 G's. Car payment, 450. You can't, hey, baby, you know, a little bit of Wi-Fi, $60 a month. Get the fuck out of here, man.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, if I'll provide, I'll keep everything under my name.
Yeah.
But.
Good point.
If I'm working and you're working, what the fuck? Where's especially your money going to?
Especially on the maintenance part.
Where does your money go to?
Yeah. She just exists.
I can't be with somebody like that.
Me neither. I see you use your money for your maintenance. Shit, clothes, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
And
like,
here's the deal. With me and a household, I feel like if there's no grocery, you don't have to go full on food shopping, but maybe one day I pick up a few items for the house, and when you're out, you pick up a few items for the house. But everything got to be me. She can still be spending my money while she's at the grocery store, but your own money, like, just, you know what I mean? Hey, we need more cereal or something for the kids or something like that. You do it on your own with your own money because it's not a big deal.
It's like I was talking to this dude yesterday. I'm not practicing for vocal lessons. It is not me.
Hey, that's pretty clever.
I try.
He said me.
I can't, bro. Like, for that, you're essentially a roommate. A bad one at that.
What about this? Being pretty ain't enough for me.
That's why I be trying to go with these 600 pounders, bro. I need woman with no self-esteem.
See, you're extreme. I need a woman with high self-esteem.
No, I need no self-esteem.
It's annoying when people become, what do you call that shit? Insecure. This nigga said I need...
I need zero self-esteem.
Jonathan, where are you going? I'm ugly today. What?
Yeah, oh, like...
She on the couch like, Jonathan, where you going? I hate myself. Oh, yeah, that's terrible, bro. Why'd you want
yeah. I just need her to have esteem. not high, just not even low, just esteem.
Everybody ignore this moment.
Nah, fuck that. We I need her to, like, not be able to get off of bed.
High self. Oh, God.
I need, you want to exist, right? That's what I need.
That's a wild ass image in my head when you said that.
Yeah. That's what I need.
She can't even get out of bed.
Like, she can't even shop in the stores anymore.
Yo,
like, she has to wear comforters for clothes.
That, all right. Holy shit. Yo.
Like, I need her. I need her to be in a toga. And we could start doing toga yoga.
That's bad.
That's what I need. Because if this is what you're going to, I'm not going to have you look good. And, like, I'm out here working, and then you in my house getting plowed.
Oh.
Like, I can't have her. I can't come home. You get just got donkey fucked.
Yo, please, Lord, just a nice woman in my life that is just.
No, nah, they don't exist.
I need a few. I need a few.
Nah,
I need the yin and the yang.
Nah, they don't exist, nah, bro. Good. Those women don't exist. They're all jaded.
There's some good women out there.
No, bro. They're not. They're jaded.
Then that's like women saying there's no good men, and I'm sitting right here. I'm a decent dude.
You said decent. They said
no,
good.
No, I'm a good dude. I'm a good dude.
I'm decent.
See?
I mean, I won't cheat on you, but I'm a piece of shit.
If I'm with a female, no matter how, and look, I'm around women all day. But if I'm gonna be in the union with you, if it's gonna be you and I, then I'm gonna keep it clean. I'm not gonna fuck around. I have so much time being single, I can join myself. Even though that sounds backwards. I think the transition would be hard, but I mean, I'm chilling.
But that's the thing. People really are believing this rhetoric.
And it's funny, rhetoric.
Like, people don't want to work.
Nah, there's a lot of people that have OnlyFans and certain things so they can just stay home. They're finding this, like, is that even passive income? It is, right? Because you put images up and then it just makes money while you sleep type shit.
Yeah. It's like Dogecoin.
Dogecoin. I'm doing all right with that.
Like, she's spreading her little lips on OnlyFans.
You pay with Dogecoin?
Yeah.
And I'm paying with Dogecoin.
Yeah, but her things depreciate over time.
Yeah,
them lips might get saggy.
Yeah, that's hilarious. I'm not paying for fucking OnlyFans.
You're not getting the Only?
Hell no.
I want to put this podcast on OnlyFans.
I'm not at a fucking strip club, bro. I see enough.
I'm saying we should make OnlyFans. Put this podcast on OnlyFans.
And they would only see the funny gay part about it. No co-sign podcast on OnlyFans. Oh, what the fuck? What are they doing?
Yeah, man.
Hey, I said on a previous episode, Fat Joe and Khaled have OnlyFans. And people pay for inspiration. That's the thing, yo. Inspiration and motivation is cool, but it's literally, if you want something that fucking bad, why ain't somebody to motivate you every 5 minutes? You don't want it that bad.
I feel like DJ Khaled is the worst motivator ever.
What happened to that whole gym movement he was on? He went right the fuck. You can't blame
COVID.
My God, you live in a mansion. You got a gym in your crib.
COVID.
if I had the fucking facility he had during COVID, well, actually, I did have a gym. I'm not going to lie. Take that back. But to be in a house like that, come on, man.
COVID.
He's still making money.
Why does he? It goes back to what I was saying before. Like, if you're getting women left and right, hand over fist, right?
Yeah.
And you're also getting money left over right. And what's the incentive for you to work out?
Yo, if you didn't get your money and shit like that while being in shape, I can see that. But I hate that it gets to the point where somebody damn near has a heart attack and now they have a 10 times harder chance of getting back to being normal. And because it's so hard, they give up. Like, why wait? Why wait?
But that's what I'm saying. If you're in the immediately healthy, right?
Yeah.
It's not like you just had a heart attack and you're carrying all this weight. You're still getting bitches. You're still getting money. There's What's no, the incentive?
There really is no big incentive.
Oh. Okay. Before you talk, just know you are live on my podcast. So do not say anything incriminating about you. But most importantly, don't say anything incriminating about me. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is where I hang up now.
No. So what were we going to say?
Nothing.
Yeah, this is fun. Come on.
Say hi to Shane.
Hi, Shane.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. It's nice to say hi to you this late.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to hang up now.
Why? Why?
I will call you later.
Wait. What was the question we asked before?
About what?
About flirting?
Oh, yeah.
Answer this.
All right. If a woman flirts, they say no woman can flirt with a man she doesn't like.
Okay.
I got to find the real... I've been butchering this damn statement. Let me find it.
As a female, as the only female that has graced our presence today, I feel like you would... answer perfectly for the female demographic.
No, I would not.
Yes. I need you to answer the question.
So what is the question? Can a female flirt with a guy that she doesn't think is cute?
Well, yeah. Like, you will only flirt with someone you're interested in.
Not necessarily.
So give me an example.
I know.
Hey.
Yes.
Can you answer the question?
I did answer the question.
No,
I just
give me an example.
Elaborate.
Can you elaborate, please?
I don't know. I could use my friends as an example.
I don't care who you use. Just give me an example.
I found it.
All right, answer the question. Ask the question.
They flirt with guys to get what they want. For example, I have a friend that flirts with ugly guys, and they buy her bottles and food and, you know.
Okay, so we were talking about that on the panel. We spoke about that. But the exact... way that it was said was, nobody can flirt with your girl unless she's interested. Okay. So same difference.
Yeah.
I think so. I mean, we take compliments. It depends how we react to it.
Exactly. I agree.
Do I know this friend?
We've spoken about her a couple of times, yes.
Okay. I know who it is now.
We shall not say her name.
No, we will not. We will not. We're not even saying your name.
Correct.
Yes.
All right, bye now.
Reps,
all right, bye.
Bye, Jay.
I think she was talking to you.
No, I was talking to you. I said Jay, not Shane.
Oh.
Bye.
Bye, Shane.
See you later.
Jesus Christ.
I'll let you not pick that one up next time.
What?
Because you're going to see. Yeah, put you on Front Street.
She's gonna put me on Front Street. That's the reason why I can never get anything secure.
Yeah.
Because people are uncomfortable with her.
Oh, shit. Because she knows you so well, huh?
Yes.
She's not going anywhere.
She's not.
I hope she says the same thing to her little boo things, man.
Yeah, fuck these hoes. But before we close up, because I feel like this episode has been about nothing.
Yeah. Brian, sorry about the topics.
You're not sorry. What I was about to say. So, a few episodes ago, we were talking about women's body types and what we're into.
Yeah.
And we picked like celebrities to kind of like figure out like who we're kind of into.
Yeah.
And I told you I was in between Mulatto and Lovato.
Yes.
Well, Lovato's acting up.
You gotta cut her out.
Nah, I don't gotta cut her. I'll never cut out. I'm on Demi. I'm the demigod. Miss Mulatto. The younger, light skin. She raps.
Fuck, man, I have no idea.
She looks really nice.
She's good.
Yeah.
Is she a looker?
She's a looker.
I gotta see who my celebrity. I ain't like saying a celebrity crush makes me like a damn teenage boy. But like someone in the industry I can like see myself with now that I would fit physically and mentally and just on some chill shit. I always say, well, Carrie Hilson isn't much of a celebrity, yes, like as a lot of other people would see. But me and Carrie Hilson would be great together. Who else? I like Dani Leigh too.
Mm-hmm.
But she knows she got a lot going on in her head. She don't think people love her, man. She's on Instagram giving all these messages. I'm like, yo, that gotta be a lot to deal with as a friend, or, you know what I'm saying? That's why the baby is probably, I gotta get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
I don't love myself. Like, look, everybody has a certain moment of time where they feel crazy, but you don't have to. I'm not saying money gives you friends, but being on Instagram, because now you're gonna get all these opinions of people who don't know who the fuck you are.
Yeah.
See, sometimes strangers can give the best opinions. I ain't gonna lie.
Nah, sometimes they troll.
Well, most of the time.
Yeah.
Well, put it like this, you start your business, mostly strangers to support you over your family.
Oh, of course.
Your family tells you they will, but then when it happens, I call that in your face hating type shit. Mm-hmm. You want to know why all of a sudden you buy nothing? Because you're surprised that I actually did it.
Yeah.
So you were kind of counting me out. But fuck that. We can go off in a damn wormhole about that too.
Yeah.
But yeah. Celebrity crushes, yeah, man.
My baby out here wilding.
I give her a fucking Ritalin, man. Whatever the fuck you get the con people done.
You can't give a fiend any more drugs?
Oh, my bad. I forgot about her drug use. I take that bad. It's fucked up. You know, Ritalin.
We got little fiend babies.
Why did they make out? Yeah.
Me or her?
Yeah.
Little now fiend babies.
Walter McCarty.
Yeah.
Walter Mercado do the wedding.
He dead, but it's okay.
His son, Walter.
Oh, what?
Walter.
Yeah, man. So she was out here in some ice cream spot in LA, and she fucking beefing with the spot because they got like sugar-free and fat-free like cookies and ice cream and shit. She felt triggered because of her eating disorder.
That name Sugar is a little fucking spoiled bastard. That triggered me. Like, shut the fuck up.
So as a fitness guy, how do you feel about these ice cream spots offering like fat-free, gluten-free, sugar-free shit? Does that even matter? Does it make sense?
Put it like this. You know how it's fitness people want to dip on and have a little cheat meal or something? You can go for a lesser of the two evils. It is processed sugar. That's the only problem. But it's the lesser of the two evils. Like, if you don't want to shove down 9,000 calories down your throat in one serving, get yourself something less caloric, you know what I mean? You can enjoy the simple things in life, especially thinking to make them more, air quote, health conscious. So her being triggered, how about you trigger get the fuck out of here? So you can't go nowhere with this sugar, you'll be triggered?
Pretty much.
Stay in the goddamn house then. The world is sweet, goddammit. Motherfuckers are
salt. Sour and bitter. But yeah, man.
I don't like that. She need to go ahead with that shit.
Joe, don't talk about my baby triggered. That way.
I'm triggered, bro.
That's my baby still.
Sorry, bro. Go home.
Even though she look a little... She like a thick Ellen DeGeneres with the haircut.
A thick generous?
Yeah.
Yo. Yo, I apologize for this, man.
We should do this every week.
I have too much to do to be feeling this comfortable. I feel cozy as hell right now. I feel cozy. I got no blanket, no fire lit. I feel cozy as a person.
But yeah, man. So she out here wilding. It's unfortunate. She out here looking thick. This dude dead ass fell asleep on the mic.
Oh, I didn't. I'm right here. What the hell?
Think his eyes closed.
Yo, what the hell? I had a long day, long morning.
Yo, tell him who you are, man.
Yo, I am Shane Timberlake, man. This is a pretty cool experience. I am going to take this nice nap. I hope I wake up in time for AJ's. But I love y'all. Keep doing y'all things. Stay safe and sucker free, man. Hey.
Y'all know what the fuck this is, man.
Walti Mercado.
Yeah, there you go. I want to thank for all the people that called in.
Yeah, I said,
that are unplanned. And happy 420.
Anybody be safe, please.